keeping the eyes closed. Our journey this morning will take us from the gross physical body in a subtle way, appreciating what's here, and with some gentle movements, really relaxing, Ishwarizing the body completely, and then coming in more subtle to the breath, the mind, and resting in oneself. Yeah. So we see many ideas start to pop up when the invitation to teach came, and then we see what wants to come for you. Just allow yourself to be led in a different way than Radha. Bringing your hands onto the knees. Feel the touch of the hands to the knees. Visualizing the base as Ganesha. And breathe down into the pelvis, expanding the pelvis, softening, releasing. Visualize the pelvis and the base of the spine, and moving the spine in circles, sensing the fluidity, allow the head to rest softly on the spine, and even some gentle movement with the head, natural movement, the jaw relaxed. Breathing down into the pelvis, sacred, sensitive. Soft between the eyebrows, relaxed. Just be open and available to see the whole body, and notice if there's places or patterns of compression, especially in the face. Well, that comes is between the eyes. Really visualize and feel that space between the eyebrows opening. Forehead smooth. The eyes kind of just sinking back. Jaw relaxing. Come down to the base of the spine, slowing the movement down, winding into a still point, notice which direction you've been going. Ganesha is the base, grounded, stable. Prithivi, the earth, in the legs. From the still point, just watch and feel the spine beginning to circle out and into the opposite direction. A smooth rhythm. Feel the shape of the pelvis as we move, and kind of cradling the waters. And sacrum. Relaxing around the sacrum. So allow the breath to be natural, pleasant, sometimes you may also need to exhale a little bit more, kind of say forcefully, but let's say just to release. Between the eyebrows, relaxed. We'll pay attention to the opposite end of the spine at the same time. And feel how the spine enters the base of the skull. It's a similar spacious area on the base of the skull. For the head, jaw relaxing, eyes relax. Coming in towards the still point. It's feeling the immediate effects, the sense of touch. How beautiful is this sense of touch, Ishvara. Breathing into the spine, visualizing the spine floating. See the natural curves of the spine. Let's begin a light wave moving the spine. It can be quite subtle. As though you're floating on an air mattress on the lake or the ocean, and there's just some light waves and swells rippling through. Breath and spine. Movement can come a little bit more, so now we add to this a little bit of a squeeze around, as though you're hugging the base of the spine, engaging a little bit muscles, deeper pelvic muscles. So as the inhalation begins, hugging the base of the spine and lifting up the spine, as though you're lifting the breath up from the base. Then on the exhale, release, and you're kind of rolling the chest forward and down. It's really like a wave. Again, it's a hugging the spine, lifting up, so the rib cage lifts, the spine lengthens, and you just roll it forward and down. Feel very, let's say, it's lightly stimulating the spine, kind of lifting that base energy, the heavy energy up. Jaw relaxed. Definite squeeze and a definite release the pelvic muscles. Similar to the Mula Bandha, maybe a little bit deeper. peacefully coming into a still point, feeling the immediate effects, what's taking place naturally. Presence of the body, fully inhabited in the same way the sunlight shining on the water pervades the water, your being. In every cell of the body. Continuing with some light movement. This time it's the rib cage is gently gliding from side to side. Feel that sideways movement, kind of like a dancer. The shoulders stay over the hips, and the torso. Moving, so it's feeling a little stretch on one side and then slight squeeze on the other side. Feel the muscles under the shoulder blades and the whole fabric of the back stretch. Shoulders staying over the hips. The sides moving. Especially as there's coldness, or if there's a protection around your heart, and sensitivity can create a kind of a closure and armor through the ribs. And here again, you sense how these ribs have space and can kind of float open. Feel the rib cage lifting up away from the pelvic bone. Yeah. Lots of space. And into center, taking the arms out and up. And just holding the hands up, lengthen the sides, shoulders softening down. And breathing, space in the rib cage, let's hear the natural movement of the breath, which is kind of a lifting in the front side of the torso, lengthening the upper back, flattening. Gently, let's let the arms float down, turning the palms up and shoulders softening back. Have a good exhalation. Mm-hmm. is visualizing the interior of the torso as a spacious room. And the heart, nice warm sun shining through the forest and the lungs. Very slowly, moving the head to one side, so just turning lightly. I find often we go fast and then not really feeling the neck. And so really feel so just be aware sometimes these patterns of holding or squeezing the jaw, the eyes, you can come in, so the whole face very soft, especially the jaw. Letting the tongue kind of rest back a bit so the throat can relax. See the connection between the back of the throat, the base of the skull, and between the eyebrows. The whole soft, fluid area softening, coming back into center, to a still point. Folding the first finger back to touch the first line of the thumb. Vayu Mudra, stimulating the lung meridian. Just the inside of the index finger nail is a point there, lung point. And visualize the line from the first finger out the inside of the arm to the inside of the shoulders, top of the lungs. Invoking the grace of Hanuman as we breathe. A little more care. Opening the wings of the nose. Following the breath, and out between the eyes, follow the breath like a silk cord. pour down into the bottom of the lungs. Pranayama, what makes it special really is the retention, pausing the breath. So when we come into these retentions, just check that we stay relaxed. And if there's any sign of any discomfort or stress or whatever, immediately just release. So we'll breathe in the same rhythm a little bit. So wherever you are in your breath cycle, coming to the exhalation, exhaling fully, inhaling smooth breath, exhaling. Inhaling, feel the torso lengthening, upper back flattening. Exhale, feel the belly moving back. Inhale, and just at the top of the breath, pause. When we pause, the whole mouth stays soft, the jaw soft. Very smoothly releasing, exhale. And pause for a moment. Smooth transition. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Inhale. Pause. Exhale. Short pause, very relaxed. Inhale, pause. Continue on your own and just feel the natural impulse after the pause when it feels completely natural to breathe again. Sometimes we may stay for quite some time. sacred breath. Honoring the breath. Letting the breath come into its natural rhythm. Just feel the heartbeat also coming into its natural rhythm. Allow the belly to soften. With the mind, we watch the breathing, and now aware of the mind. Giving freedom to the mind, mind as Saraswati, creative capacity. Letting the mind be as it is. Letting it be. Recognize when I don't want anything to be different than how it is. I'm free. What is Ishvara? It takes no effort to be myself. effortlessly. I am. Effortlessly. I am. Aham Brahman. Aham Surya.